Today is the 17th March 1998. Yesterday we dealt with the Four Noble Truths briefly and how a meditator realizes the first truth, the truth of suffering, through his personal experience, or through his direct experience of Dhamma. Yes, today also we continue the topic everyone doesn't want to have any suffering at all. Each and everyone wants to be happy and peaceful. No one wants to have any kind of a suffering. This is suffering, dukkha. Has three forms of its kind. The first one, dukkha. The second, viparinama dukkha. The third, sankhara dukkha. All of these three forms of dukkha rise from both mental and physical phenomena, nama and rupa. Then, when this nama and rupa, how this nama and rupa arises, should be analyzed. And according to Buddhist philosophy, nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena, constitutes so-called a person, a being. Then how this person or being comes to exist? Because anyone who is attached to existence is subject to rebirth because of that attachment for existence. He has to be reborn again. When he has to take rebirth, when he takes rebirth, that rebirth consists in nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. So this physical and mental phenomena, which is taken to be a person, a being itself, rises dependent on the attachment, then when does the attachment arises, or how does the attachment arises? The attachment arises depending on feeling or sensation, vedana. Attachment is a tanha. Feeling or sensation is a vedana. When there arises an unpleasant sensation, and a person, he wants to have pleasant sensation, or he wants to feel pleasant sensation, or he has a desire to feel pleasant sensation. Because of an unpleasant sensation, there arises a desire for pleasant sensation. To feel a pleasant sensation, he does any unwholesome actions or wholesome actions. Unwholesome actions, akusala karma. Wholesome actions, kusala karma. So that wholesome actions or unwholesome action is caused by attachment. But this attachment is regarded as grasping, because when the attachment is weak, it's called tanha, just attachment. When attachments become stronger and stronger, then it's called grasping. The weak attachment is tanha. The grasping is upadana. Because he grasps the rebirth. So to have rebirth or to be reborn, he does any wholesome actions or unwholesome actions. So this wholesome actions produced the rebirth and woeful states of existence. Unwholesome action produced and woeful states of existence, or miserable life. Wholesome actions produces wholesome life, or a good life, a luxurious life. So because of wholesome deed or actions, a person is reborn and a higher world, such as a human, deva and brahma, celestial realm. Because of an unwholesome action, passing is reborn and a lower world such as animal life or hell or any realm of the country, hungry ghost and so on. Or either higher existence or lower existence. Both consist in nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. So this is nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. Arises dependent on the actions, either wholesome actions or unwholesome action. It's called karma. Either wholesome actions or unwholesome action, wholesome deed or unwholesome deed. Is called karma. That karma arises dependent on grasping, stronger attachment, or powerful attachment. That grasping, upadana, stronger attachment, arises dependent on weak attachment, which is called tanha. Attachment. Then that tanha, or attachment, arises dependent on feeling or sensation, either pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Then that feeling, sensation, feeling or sensation arises depending on the contact between six sense doors and six sense objects. Six sense doors, as you know, are eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Six sense objects are visible things, audible things, smell, odor or scent, or taste, and tangible thing, and mind object. When the eye contact with visible object, there arises eye consciousness. Here, eye consciousness is a direct translation of Pali word. Pali word is I is chakku, consciousness vijnana. I consciousness means chakku vijnana in Pali. Here I consciousness means a consciousness of being or vision or seeing. Because there's an eye, there's a visible object. The two contacts, then there arises the consciousness of a seeing the visible object. The consciousness of a seeing visible object is called the chakku vijnana, eye consciousness. When the consciousness of a seeing, the consciousness dependent on eyes, one of the six sense door, contacts the object and then arises the consciousness of seeing. When the consciousness of seeing arises, as I told you in my previous talks, there are some mental concomitants, chitta-sikas, or mental associates, that arise together with that consciousness, such as a feeling, perception, attention, volition, psychic left one-pointedness. If the visible object is a good, when the mind, the one of the mental factor together with the consciousness judges this object is good, then there arises a pleasant sensation. When that mental factor, a mental concomitant, judges it to be bad, there arises aversion or anger, or there arises an unpleasant sensation. Because of a pleasant sensation, there arises attachment to the object. Because of an unpleasant sensation, there arises a desire to have pleasant sensation. The desire also the same as attachment. Then these attachments, tanha or desire, tanha, arises dependent on pleasant or unpleasant feeling or sensation, vedana. This pleasant or unpleasant sensation arises depending on the contact between six sense doors and six sense object. Then how does the six sense doors arise? This is six sense door arises dependent on the process of incessant process of a mental and physical phenomena. Only we have in us the process of a mental and physical phenomena, nama and rupa. There arises eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and so on. When we have eyes. Eyes contact the visible object. When there's the object, ear contacts an audible object when there's object. In this way, the six sense doors, eye, ear, nose, and so on, causes the contact to arise. So six sense doors are the causes of a contact. In other words, the contact arises dependent on six sense doors. These six sense doors arises dependent on nama and rupa, the process of a mental and physical phenomena. The process of a mental and physical phenomenon arises dependent on the first consciousness of an existence. We call it a patisandhicitta. It's a rebirth consciousness. When there arises rebirth consciousness together with its material phenomena, then there arises another consciousness. The process of another consciousness and the process of another physical phenomena. So, incessant process of mental and physical phenomena arises depending on the first consciousness of an existence, which is a rebirth consciousness. It's called vijnana. Then that rebirth consciousness again arises depending on action, wholesome or unwholesome actions. This wholesome or unwholesome action is called sankhara. But without these actions when these actions are not associated with attachment, then no person will be reborn, because there's no attachment for another existence or rebirth. Though there are wholesome actions or unwholesome actions, wholesome deeds or unwholesome deeds, there won't be rebirth as their result, because these actions or deeds are not associated with attachment. Only when these actions associated with attachment. Here, associated means sometimes the attachment, the actions is preceded by attachment. Sometimes the action is done together with attachment. Though the attachment, the action is done together with attachment, but the cause of this action is grasping. Stronger attachment. That stronger attachment is caused by ordinary attachment or weak attachment. Then, when does this attachment arise? Because the person is ignorant of suffering and the existence. If we have an existence, that existence is composed of both mental and physical phenomena. When we have any mental phenomenon or physical phenomena, we are sure to have suffering, because either mental phenomena or physical phenomena is not permanent. They arise and then very instantly passes away. So, so-called the existence or life means the processes of ever-changing phenomena, mental and physical phenomena. Never last even a million of a second. This is called sankhara dukkha, suffering by change, or suffering through arising and passing away. But we do not realize this life is consists of ever-changing phenomena. So we take this life to be permanent, at least until we die. So, because we are ignorant of this state of mental and physical phenomena, we want to be reborn, or we have attachment for rebirth. So that attachment, when it becomes stronger, causes the action, then the action causes rebirth. Here, ignorance is avijja in Pali. Because of this ignorance, there arises attachment and there arises the actions for to be reborn. So these actions, either wholesome action or unwholesome action, is called sankhara. So it's called avijja paccaya sankhara. The meaning is wholesome or unwholesome action arises dependent on ignorance together with attachment. Then that wholesome or unwholesome action produces rebirth. The first consciousness of another existence together with its physical phenomena. So that action is called sankhara. And that rebirth, the first consciousness of a rebirth consciousness is called vijnana. Sankhara paccaya vijnanam. Rebirth consciousness arises dependent on the actions which is done in the past existence, the previous existence. So the actions which is done in the previous existence is the cause. The rebirth consciousness and next existence is a result or effect. It's called sankhara paccaya vijnana. Then when there's a rebirth consciousness, after it's passing away, naturally, there are the processes of many different consciousnesses, several consciousnesses, arising and passing away. And also their physical phenomena too. In this way, there are the process of incessant process of mental and physical phenomena, nama and rupa. It's called Vijnana Paccaya Nama Rupang. Mental and physical phenomena arise dependent on the first consciousness, we call it the Paticca Sandicitta, rebirth consciousness. Then when we have the process of incessant processes of several consciousness and mental phenomena, then there arises eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Six sense doors or six sense base. Then these six doors or bases are called Talayatana in Pali. Here, Nama Rupa Paccaya Salayatana. The six sense doors or visits arise dependent on incessant processes of mental and physical phenomena. Then when we have six sense doors, eye, ear, nose, tongue, and so on, then one day or one day that eyes contact visible object, the ear contact audible object, sound of voice, the nose contact smell, the tongue contact taste, the body contacts tangible things, the mind contacts the mind object. Because of this contact, there arises a consciousness of seeing, consciousness of hearing, consciousness for smelling, consciousness for taste, consciousness for touch, and a consciousness of mind object. Then here, that contact arises dependent on the six sense doors, salayatana. So it's called salayatana paccaya phaso. Contact here means phasa in Pali. Salayatana paccaya phaso. The six sense door causes the contact to arise. Contact is phasa. When there's a contact with the object, there's a feeling, pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. That feeling arises dependent on contact. So it's called Phasa Paccaya Vedana. Because of the contact, there arises the feeling or sensation. When there's a feeling, there arises desire, craving, lust, love, attachment to about this the object, either visible object or audible object, smell also, taste or body, tangible thing. So yeah, the feeling is the cause of attachment or desire, tanha. It's called phasa paccaya vedana, vedana paccaya tanha, vedana paccaya tanha. The tanha or attachment is conditioned through feeling or sensation. A feeling or sensation causes the desire or attachment to arise. When the tanha or attachment or desire or craving grows stronger and stronger because the meditator does not observe it, does not note it. So it doesn't disappear, but it becomes grows and stronger and stronger. Then that state of attachment, stronger attachment, is called grasping upadana. Here, tanha bhajya upadana, this is upadana, grasping, arises dependent on the attachment, tanha. Then, because of the stronger attachment, about the visible thing, object, or audible object, or about rebirth or existence, another existence. So to have the object or another existence, then the person performs any wholesome actions or unwholesome actions. So these wholesome or unwholesome actions arise depending on grasping, upadana. So it is called upadana pachya bhava. Here bhava means action, wholesome or unwholesome action. It's called kamma bhava. Then that wholesome or unwholesome action produces rebirth consciousness in next existence. Wholesome or unwholesome actions in the previous existence is the cause of the rebirth consciousness in next existence. But none of the action or mental states transmigrate to another existence. Any verbal actions or physical action, together with chetana, volition, motive, arises and passes away, but there is a kamma force. It means that the force of the action is remained in the process of consciousness. That force, when it's powerful, it produces rebirth consciousness, the first consciousness in its existence. None of mental states or physical phenomena is permanent. So they arise and then very easily passes away. But there is a force of volition or action in the process of the following consciousness. So when the last consciousness of the first, the previous existence has disappeared, the kamma force produces rebirth consciousness in another existence. So here, what we should notice is none of a mental phenomena or physical phenomena transmigrate to another existence. They arise and pass away in the previous existence. But they have their force. That's it's a called a kami force. That force produces the rebirth consciousness and its existence. By the power of attachment. Then there's a rebirth consciousness. That rebirth is called jati. That jati is caused by the actions, kama bhava, wholesome or unwholesome action in the previous existence. So this is jati. When there is a rebirth, there arises an incessant processes of consciousnesses and mental, the physical phenomena. So every phenomena has in three state the rising, decay, and passing away. Rising, decay, and passing away. So when there's a jati causes this decay, jara, to arise. Then, eventually, the jati causes that existence disappeared or stopped. Then it's called a person is reborn and dies. That death is marana. So, jati pachaya jara marana. Decay and death are caused by birth or jati rebirth. Unless a person is born, he won't die. Because he is born, he is subject to death. He has to die. If he is not born, he won't die. But here he is born. He has got jati. So eventually, he has to die. Before he died, his mental and physical phenomenon gets through the state of a decay. So this decay, jara, and death, marana, is caused by jati. It's called jati pachaya jara marana. But there, before he dies, he is full of suffering. He is endowed with many varieties of suffering. Soka, he feels worry, sorrow, anxiety, pritiva. Sometimes he laments, he has lamentation, dukkha, pain, physical pain, because of a disease or illness, or because of a weather, or because of a food. For any reason, he gets physical pain, dukkha. Then dominasa, grief, sadness, rises depending on many reasons in his life. Then dukkha, dominasa, upayasa, desperation. Sometimes he feels desperate, because he can't cope with his life. these sorrow, worry, pain, lamentation, grief, sadness, desperation arise dependent on rebirth. Because he was born, he has such innumerable kinds of dukkha, suffering, such as worry, sorrow, lamentation, and so on. Unless he is born, he is reborn. Unless he is reborn, he won't have any of this suffering, these dukkhas. Before I continue to explain three types of dukkha suffering, I think I should say Pali words. Jati paccaya jara marana. The rebirth is it. The cause, decay and death are effects. Soka prideva dukkha domana supaya sa sambhavanti. Worry, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, desperation are caused also by rebirth. Then the Buddha continued to say, eva metasa keolasa dukkha khansa tasa smuriyo hoti. In this way, a very big heap of dukkha suffering arises in life. So life means the train of sufferings, but we are ignorant of it. We delude that the life is permanent. None of mental or physical phenomena is impermanent, all are permanent. Then we take the everlasting person or self or soul. Because we do not realize, not understand, the instant and constant rises and passes away, rising and passing away of a mental and physical phenomena, which constitute so-called an existence. So we are attached to the existence that attachment causes. The existence. From the very first consciousness of the existence until the last consciousness of that existence, we are all the time suffering, both mentally and physically. Yes, all of these sufferings are summarized by the Buddha in three types, or the dukkha is classified in three groups. The first one is dukkha. The second is viparinama dukkha. The third is sankhara dukkha. I think you have grasped the summary of this causal relation. I have explained to you. It's called dependent origination, paticca-samuppada. Paticca-samuppada. So, in the end, the Buddha said, a great heap of this is suffering arises in this way as a cause and effect. According to the law of condition or causal relation. So this is suffering is divided into three. The first one is dukkha-dukkha. It's called suffering of suffering. It means the common suffering, common dukkha. Because common dukkha and also the the dukkha which must be easily perceived by every sentient beings, such as mental suffering and physical suffering. Mental suffering such as sadness, worry, sorrow, anxiety, depression, dejection, disappointment, and so on. They are very easily perceived by a sentient being because every sentient being is subject to these sufferings and surpass suffering. And physical suffering, physical dukkha, such as pain, stiffening, itching, numbness, any of physical disease, any accident or any hurt or harm to physical phenomena. These are very evident to every living beings. So they are called dukkha-dukkha. But this type of dukkha-dukkha also regarded as suffering by a human being when he come across it. If he does not come across it, he may not regard it as a suffering. Then the second one is viparinama dukkha. Suffering produced by change. It refers to so-called happiness. Happiness is sukha, is regarded as a sukha, not dukkha. But actually, that happiness does not last long. It arises it passes away and changes into suffering in a short time. So it's called suffering produced by change. The third dukkha suffering is sankhara dukkha. Sankhara dukkha here means constant and instant arising and passing away of a phenomena. That's sankhara dukkha. Whatever phenomena, mental or physical, arises and then very instantly passes away. It doesn't last even a millionth of a second. Then arises and then passes away, then arises and then passes away. When a meditator with his sharp insight penetrates into the constant and instant arising and passing away of either mental states or physical process, he take it to be bad, dukkha, suffering. He doesn't take it good because he sees it ever changing, constant rising and passing away. Sometimes if the meditator experiences, say, the happy feeling, an emotional state, then he should note happy. Because it's a meditation, it's a good concentration, it's a good, the insights arises very clearly. But at that, because of that, he is happy. Then he note happy. When it's a concentration on the happiness deep enough, he comes to realize the happiness, it is, doesn't last long. Happiness arises, he notes, then it passes away. There another happiness arises, he notes, then it passes away. In this way, with every noting, the happiness passes away. Then he comes to realize this is a dukkha, suffering, incessant and constant rising, passing away of the phenomena. Then he comes to realize any mental states or any physical process is not permanent. They are transients. So they are suffering. Dukkha. This dukkha is called sankhara dukkha. Meditator must realize this is sankhara dukkha. Not only dukkha and viparinama dukkha. That's why when the commentary explains that the word dukkha, it is said, dukkha here means the nature of being oppressed by an incessant, constant arising and passing away. This is a dukkha of the three characteristics. The first characteristic is impermanence. It's very easily perceived when meditator's concentration is good enough. But the second one is a dukkha. That dukkha covers all the three types of a dukkha. So only when a meditator penetrates into sankhara dukkha, the nature of a being oppressed by constant and instant rising and passing away of a phenomena, then he won't have any idea of I or you, me or mine, a person or a being itself. Because what he realizing is instant and constant rises and passes away of a phenomena. There he didn't find any person. There he does not find any being. There he does not find any self, everlasting self. There he does not find everlasting soul. Then here he comes to realize anatta, impersonality, no self, no soul. So meditator must comes to realize this is suffering of sankhara dukkha. Only then he won't be attached to any mental states or physical process which constitute so-called a person, a being itself or a soul. So may all of you rightly understand this chain of existence and chain of suffering and stream of suffering, and try your best to get rid of it.